Blackie. Hey, Blackie.
Hi, baby. Watch me. How's that?
Sending your money knocking pins down. A nice guy, you. Why aren't you taking me to a show or something if you got so much jack to throw away?
Oh, listen, Midge, a fella can't go to shows all the time. He's got to have some recreational exercise.
Some what?
Recreational exercise. That's what the charity worker told me. He said I look kind of peaked and I ought to have some exercise to build up my body.
I suppose you could see there wasn't no hope for your mind.
Yes. Say, what do you think I am, a feeblo?
Listen, I don't want to beef, but your baby would like some new braces. How do you get me?
Sure, that's Jake with me. Only leave me finish this frame I got coming up, will you?
When am I getting a bracelet?
Listen, baby. I got a nice little box all promoted. All I got to do is punch it and you'll have everything your main pump wants.
You going to crack a safe? When?
Tonight. And tomorrow? You wait and see, baby.
Today's radio play, Thief of Police, is based on a most interesting story taken from the pages of next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast.
There he is, Chief. A visitor for you, Blackie.
Good morning, Blackie.
What's good about it? Oh,
feeling a little low, eh, Blackie?
Yeah.
Well, I can't say to blame you. Facing lying in state for a while doesn't make things any brighter.
Well, it's a good thing I didn't come up in front of a hard rapper. He made it give me a 10 spot.
Yeah, 10 years in stir scares you, doesn't it?
Yeah, a little.
Hey, tell me, Blackie, how did a smart G like you come to grief?
What's it to you?
I've got a theory, and I want to see if it's solid. What tripped you up?
Well, just one little thing.
Yeah?
One little item, and I'd have had scored another job. I'd have been giving the place a rumble for a long time. Every day, I go to the little cigar store across the street. I buy some cigarettes or a paper or a magazine, just to have an out for hanging around.
Yeah, go on.
Well, the place is a sort of a hangout for mechanics. So I always wore greasy jumpers and smeared oil on me face and hands. I'd stand around smoking like it was me lunch hour, and then I'd leave. Or else I'd pretend to be on the night shift and come around the supper hour.
Well, I said you were a smart G.
You won't think so when I tell you what tripped me up.
Well, go ahead, I'm listening.
Then came the night I was going to put the Mac on the crib. I get into the place, and I find the crib. Look for the combo, but couldn't see it around. Finally, I twirled the dial enough to loosen the spindle, and the crib opened up. Just like a rosebud.
And you left the fingerprint on the knob of the dial.
I did not.
No?
There wasn't a calling card left anywhere in the place.
Well, then what tripped you?
You'll laugh when I tell you. It was a dame.
One of your molls turned you in?
Yeah, she wasn't no moll. She was just a little dizzy twist that ran the cigar store.
Oh, how'd she put the finger on you?
Well, you see, she spotted me as a new customer in the neighborhood, and she noticed that while I had as much grease on my hands as the rest.
Oh, of course, I get it. Your hands were too soft-looking.
Yeah, that's it. He beefed for John Law. Picked me out of the gallery. Yeah, and I'm going up the river all on account of not having a callus on the old biscuit hook.
Yeah, the same old story.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Oh, you geez, never use all the brains you have. I might have been doing that job, but I've just worn more ordinary clothes and posed as a white-collar worker.
Say, the turnkey called you chief, but who are you?
I'm a police chief, but I'm interested in how you geez work.
Yeah? Say, if you decide to cut off the buttons, I'd like to team up with you. We'd be dynamite working together.
I wouldn't be a bit surprised. With my brains and your practical experience, we ought to be able to pull the perfect job. Yes, why don't you look me up when you get out?
Give me your address. I sure will.
Blackie serves his time. And when he gets out, he hurries to see the police chief.
Yes, I know. I said we ought to be able to pull off the perfect job, but I was only fooling, Blackie.
Yeah, they say many a real thing is spoken in fooling, Chief, and you never said anything realer. Why, me and you would be unbeatable. I'll go back into the game with you.
No, Blackie, I can't.
Oh, sure you can. We'd be rich in no time. Listen, I got the rumble on a straw jug, a small town bank that's just waiting to be punched.
Yes, but I couldn't possibly team up with you, Blackie. I'm still a police chief. I'd have to give up my job.
Nick. Stay right in the harness. Why, it'll be the best blind you can have.
Oh, thanks for the compliment, Blackie. And I'm afraid I can't risk it.
Oh, gee, Chief.
However, I'll tell you what I will do.
What?
I'll plan a job with you. Just for fun. A theoretical robbery. Just supposing we were going to pull it.
Okay. But I'll bet you'll get told of the idea before long.
Thank you.
again, Blackie.
Yeah. Listen, if you was a sweetheart to stick by me while I was up the river, you just wait till I'll make it up to you.
That's what you said the last time.
Oh, you know me. There ain't nobody but you in the whole world I care about, baby. But business is business for me and my new partner.
Partner? Look out, he don't turn famous on you.
Turn stool pigeon? The chief? Don't make me laugh.
Chief? Who's the chief?
Am I traveling in high society? Just ask me. Baby, my new partner is the head of all the buttons in town. Chief Cartwright.
Holy. Hey, you're doing all right, Blackie. Maybe you can afford to get me some diamond bracelets. They cost $2,500.
$2,500? Okay. Anything your little main pump wants, Mid. Me and the chief is going to turn a little trick in Blumenhand.
Blumenhand?
Yeah. There's a bank there that's just waiting to be punched. And when I come back, you can have your bracelets or a hoop of stones for that pretty little flipper of yours.
I'll remember that. You better, too.
Yeah, how could I forget, sweetheart? How could I forget?
No, ma'am. Mail ain't started yet. Well, gentlemen, is you finding your room comfortable?
Yes, thanks.
Always try to make our guests comfortable while they're in Birmingham.
Say, Pop.
Yes, sir.
Who do you think will win the election?
Well, that's hard to say. Some says McFlynn will be our next mayor, and some says Mayor Buck will be reelected. McFlynn is a mighty fine gentleman. And of course, so is Mayor Buck. Just which is it?
Give us our key, will you?
Yes, sir.
Come on up to the room, pal. We got some plans for this.
Oh, there's no hurry about those plans and specifications. We can send a letter with our quotations tomorrow.
Here's your
keys,
gentlemen.
Yes, Pop. This is a pretty quiet little town. Don't you ever have any excitement?
Gosh, what more excitement could you want with an election coming up tomorrow?
I meant another kind. Don't you ever have any hold-ups or murders?
Oh, they tried to hold up that bank once.
Yeah? So what?
What do you mean?
So what happened?
Well, they got caught. You see, Banker Boggs ain't any dumb fool. No, sir, he's got an alarm rigged up.
Huh? I bet you can hear it for miles when it goes off.
No, you can't hear it any further than the bakery shop.
Oh, my, that's right next door to the bank.
Yeah, Banker Boggs rigged up a buzzer into the bakery, and if the bank gets held up...
Yeah?
All they got to do is kick the switch, and the baker goes a-hot putting it for the constable.
Now, that's pretty smart, I'd call it.
Yeah, ain't it? Well, the robbers think they got all the time in the world because they don't hear no alarm.
Ain't that something? Come on, pal, let's show off. Yeah, well, that just about jims the deal, Chief. That thing that they've got set up in the bakery. They've got to fill somebody in to cover that baker.
Yeah, that shows how much you need me, Blackie.
I don't get you.
You thought I was wasting time talking to that Rube back there. We learned more in that minute or two than we could have by hours of promoting, as you call it.
Well, I'm glad we learned about that dinger. Yeah, but that don't help us much.
Well, you heard the clerk say, what more excitement could you want with an election coming off tomorrow?
Yeah?
Well, that means everybody in town will have his mind on one thing, the election return.
So what?
Well, by afternoon, they'll be announcing how the votes are going. Unless my knowledge of human nature is wrong, the baker will be trotting out every few minutes to see how his candidate is getting along.
And so?
Well, business will be at a standstill.
Yeah, now I get it.
Mm.
We wait until we see Mr. Baker run out of his shop, then we run into the bank, clean it out, and beat it away before Mr. Baker gets back.
You're improving, Blackie. That's just how we work it. We tie up the tellers, whoever happens to be around the Birmingham National Bank.
Uh-huh.
About 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Baker into the drugstore, Blackie.
Uh-huh.
Let's get to work.
Hands up. And your mouth shut. We mean business. Line up there. All right, my friends. Now, don't make a move except to walk into that vault. Come on, Mark.
I'll clean out the jack. Boy, this is going to be a pushover.
Keep your hands up, folks. Not a sound out of you. Work fast, pal. We don't know how long the baker will be out.
Okay, pal. Shut that crib door.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice going, Blackie.
Yeah, when we get in the car and out of town, I'll feel better.
Well, there's no one around. They're all down at the newspaper office watching the bulletin board. Get underway, Blackie.
Maybe we're off. Clean as a whistle. Chief, you're there. Say, me and you is going to make history in this profession.
No, Blackie. You with me, not I. I took this on just to prove my theory, and it worked. I've accomplished my purpose. From now on, I'm sticking to my police job.
Oh, gee, Chief, you ain't going to strix. You ain't going to betray me.
No, no, Blackie. I'm not telling anybody about this. This is unofficial business and off the record. I must admit it was sort of thrilling. Yeah, planning it, I mean. Well, the rest was so simple, there wasn't anything to it.
Yeah, it was a pushover for us. Well, if you've made up your mind to quit, I guess there's nothing to do but split up.
That's the way it's to be, Blackie.
Hey, oh, Chief. And me and you were saying so long when we ditched this car. Since I won't ever see you again, take it from me, the profession's losing one brainy Jew.
Blackie. All right, you. Get in there.
Chief.
Hello, Blackie. Well, I thought we weren't going to see each other again.
No, you got copper heart and turned shameless. Midge warned me you would.
What are you talking about, you dirty stool pigeon? I didn't turn you in. I wouldn't welch like you did.
Like I did?
Yeah.
Say, you got me all wrong, Chief.
Yeah.
I never opened my trap to nobody after me and you were split up. I thought you must have tipped them off to me.
Then how could they have learned about us and the Bloomingham job?
Well, I don't get it. We didn't leave no calling cards.
They had a $2,500 reward out for our arrest.
Yeah, can you tie that? $2,500 to land us in the Stone Mansion.
Right this way. Right this way. Here he is, lady.
Hello, Blackie.
Midge, what? Well, how are you, baby?
Well, you're looking pretty good yourself in that cage. I thought you was coming back from your little trip and buying me the diamond bracelet.
Well, you see, Midge, you already got some diamond bracelets.
Yeah, that's why I'm here. To thank you.
To thank me?
Sure. You gave them to me.
I did? You must be feeble.
Wait a minute, Blackie. Ask her how much they cost.
How much did it cost me?
$2,500.
Well, Blackie, now you know why we're here.
Midge, you turned me in.
Sure I did, Blackie.
Well,
if you'd kept your promise and come back from Bloomingham, I'd have had my bracelet, and you wouldn't have got the pair you're wearing now.
Be sure to read the interesting details of what happens when a law enforcer turns lawbreaker. The story will appear in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. It will be found under the title, Why the Police Chief Became a Bank Robber Himself. This is Wentworth announcing and turning the microphone over to your own announcer. Thank you.